Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Reverend Al Green, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. We update it every single day. New stuff you can listen to, you can read. A new video every week. We'll have a brand new one up again on Monday. So be sure to check that one out. And if you want to go to my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And our mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. It works great. So check that out. Jane Pollock is our guest, our good friend, a great mind, a great thinker, a great supporter of small businesses, the author of Sole Proprietor. Folks, if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, you need to know about Jane Pollock especially. And I'm sure she'd get on a plane and go anywhere else. Jane, tell us again how we can find you.
Happily.
We can find you online.
JanePollock.com, P-O-L-L-A-K, JanePollock.com.
We're talking about joint ventures. And they, you know, the thing about joint ventures is they can be formal where you have an agreement, or they can just be a handshake, can't they? You can have a.
Are you asking me?
Yeah,
you're lecturing.
No, I'm saying.
I actually have nothing. I have nothing in writing with the three people that I've been JVing with. So it's an agreement.
But when you get to that, of course, a contract is only as good as the
right.
people behind the contract.
Absolutely.
But sometimes contracts are good because they help. I think of contracts more as memory than for compliance. If you write it down, we don't forget it, right?
And there's also something about saying, can we put that in writing that formalizes it? It's like, oh, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a commitment that I, you know, it could be held up, but it may not be. But I, you know, I'm of the belief that you put all agreements into writing just as a formality. I think it's a really good idea.
It's amazing what you forget, isn't it?
I go to my, not my trash, but my, you know, my folders very often to say, what did I say I was going to do?
Exactly.
So that actually becomes a contract in a way. I use those as contracts often. It's like, this is what you said. Here it is in writing.
Right. Exactly right. Well, but even that, whether it's a contract or whether it's handshake or whatever, the values of the person you're doing business with, that you're joint venturing with, I think that's a really important thing to determine, don't you?
I would say beyond everything else, talent. You know, I was giving a lecture in my webinar the other day about what I look for in clients, and I realized that willingness is actually the key ingredient. And I think in joint venturing, I think values would be absolutely underlying everything else. Their delivery may not be as spot on, but the fact that they honor their mm-hmm. clientele, which is really what I want, people who really respect the people that they serve and will be that way to mine, so they're not constantly pitching or leveraging, you know, that population, but giving them tremendous value throughout. It's my commitment, and I would want somebody I partner with to have that as well.
I do a lot of work with on partnerships on the show over the years with experts in partnerships, formal partnerships, and this is the key to any good partnership is the two parties or the three parties, however many they are, they do have to have the same values. They can have one skill, the other one can have another skill. They can have different capital formation. None of that matters. But if the values aren't aligned, then the thing's not going to work.
Starting with honoring the commitment to each other.
That's exactly right.
Value.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah. If that's not in place, none of it works.
I used the term availability a minute ago. That's a word that's really become powerful for me over the last 30 years. And making yourself available to the possibilities, that's a term that I think about a lot for myself. Whenever I'm feeling like a caveman, you know, or whatever, I say, you know, okay, you got to make yourself available to the possibilities. And it could be anything. But in this case, we're talking about joint ventures, right?
You know, there's a saying that I had over my desk for many, many years, the Goethe saying, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too, and I see that as a form of, you know, it's like, okay, I'm open, I'm ready, I've made the commitment, you know. And as soon as I did that, as soon as I made that, you know, I bumped into Mark at the library, and he hooked me up with Jerry. I have coffee with somebody and she mentions, you know, who she knows. And that's exactly right. It's really the law of attraction. You know, when your mm-hmm. eyes are open, that's what you see.
Well, I think about Robert Frost's poem about the road less traveled, the path less traveled, or the path not taken, I guess is the title. And he there's a passage in there that I think about all the time when I think about this making yourself available. He talks about, you know, okay, should I take the path well trodden or the one that, with the leaves on it? And he said, I took the one less trodden, saying that I would come back and do the other one again, but knowing that as way leads on to way, I probably won't. And I like that term, as way leads on to way. Whenever you make yourself available to the possibilities, the whole world opens up as way leads on to way. Who knows where it may lead you?
The woman I work with, my coach, who's wonderful, she has a word that she's coined. She calls it evolate, like you're evolving and elevating at the same time. And I think it's such an elegant word.
Say it again.
That's really what evolate. It's really
evolate.
What you're speaking to. As you take the road less traveled, the others become you're beyond them already.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is Michelle McCall.
Well, we have to give
wonderful.
Her credit for that.
Thank you, exactly, Michelle. Shout out to Michelle.
We're quoting Michelle. We're quoting a smart person. We're going to give her credit for it.
I'll send her the link.
There you go. Hey, give us the website again, Jane.
It's www.janepollack.com.
We always get smarter when you join us, Jane. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen, one cool lady. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.